BBC Radio Australia.
So the party has a senior executive and a youth executive. The youth executive so far look after Mnoma or the members of Blomifala. At the youth members Blomifala were at a part of the party. Mifala still, since Mifal start, Mifal no organizing any activity or things yet. But Mifala garem or kata aspirations and plans for Mifala ranem or kata activities where him involving members blo youth league. So far, we own Mifala only engaging or kata youth executives. Lo very few activities where party him arranging and political party commission organizing.
And one now you look him in terms of interest where kata young people got him. What's where kata interest too for like joining political parties or him one for a new idea or new thing where plan a lot of young people or kata no really understand him yet.
Bahem one for a foreign concept little bit. Actually United Party no more one for a only party where him got him youth wing, yeah. So the concept him very new. Staka young people by no understand him yet. But this fella youth wing ya him purposely him look law or kata issues where young people facing, especially the issues where him translated into policies already. And then through that with the political will where okata they are part of the political party, we can find ways to address that at the political party level. And imisabe too, it is from those party policies him now coalitions wakem okata policies blow that. So that is the importance of young people being part of political party.
Why do you think that him important for young people in Salo country blow me for able for save choosing political parties that ota maybe got them like for associate or affiliate with them?
First of all, imi save that Solomon Islands him one for a youthful nation. By saying that, him means that 70% of the population, 70% of the population, or kata young people, that means country him rich with him potentials, yeah. Potential, talents, strength for movement development. Just to meaningfully position him at young people or right place where okay, can be productive no more issues. So that is the aspiration and intention for this fellow youth wing.
One of us have tell him about him, like yes, there's a national youth policy him exists. One of us have tell him about him probably implementation or whether okata policy say him reach him to or him cast him to okata provincial level or inside country below you me or him just me a talk no more and nothing no more done low groundwork.
I think so far we have a really good national youth policy, better than the past policies. One thing me observe him no more from the policies is that the issues are the same. Or the issues where the white paper him tell him back in 1980s, those are the same issues where the current national youth policy him also try for addressing. So in a way, imi look him that the effective implementation of the policies here now him not effective enough, yeah. And resourcing too. Resourcing the policy for the implementation. Youth itself too, even for the Ministry of Youth, them the least budgeted ministry and youth development, youth budget, youth development budget, them the least budgeted too, yeah. Sometimes worst, them can be zero no more too, yeah. So it's quite serious that if we want to effectively address youth issues, we have to have the political will and we have to have the youth issues has to be prioritized. So far, we are only operating on a policy, but you may look at that since we have a youthful population now, the government should really prioritize youth development.